This isn't up for negotiation, and I'm not giving up our position for him. If he isn't willing to work with us, we'll find someone else. We don't have time to play nice with a spoiled brat. Tell him the deal is final, and if he doesn't want to play ball, we'll find another player. I'll get Samantha to work us some magic at the next gala.
Thanks, Deb.
I have to go. My 9:30 is here. Thank you, and please keep me in the loop. Hi, you must be here for the vacant position. Please take a seat. I hope my staff have treated you well. Wonderful. That's great to hear. So, what do you know about Floret Industries? I don't want to know about what a website says. Let me rephrase that. Have you ever used any of our products or know anyone who does? Because if you don't, how do you expect me to hire you? The customer experience and optimum pleasure, as you may be aware, are crucial to us. The Carlotta is a very good choice, although perhaps not for anal stimulation. The Cassandra is the better recommendation. Now, you've quite an extensive resume, impressive career, wonderful references, and more than ample experience for the position. But what makes you stand out above all the other applicants for this spot? No. I'm not talking about your capacity for the position. If I was, I would have hired you on your resume alone. I want to know about you. Leaving a prominent career at Tempest Enterprises behind is not something one does on a whim. Please, do enlighten me. I am severely curious. I see. Well, there is never anything wrong with chasing new horizons and exploring them. But I need someone who is willing to go above and beyond in this role for a long time. There are a number of boundaries that you may later run into, and it would be disappointing to have someone with such promise as yourself leave because they're bored. These are long and hard hours. We're number one in our industry, and I want to keep it that way. You seem tense. Do I intimidate you? Does the thought of me working you hard over days, perhaps weeks on end, scare you away? I need someone dedicated to keeping their job and therefore keeping me satisfied. Well, I'm going to be very frank with you. I like you. I'm just not entirely convinced that you're right for this position. Many people are good on paper, but when push comes to shove, they just can't handle it. I want to guarantee that I'm not going to be wasting my time and resources on you.
You'll show me. And how exactly do you plan on doing that? Well, see, now you have my interest. Why don't you bring your pretty little self over here? No. On your hands and knees. Well, don't you look like a pretty little sight? Do you think you can keep a secret? From the moment you walked through my office door, I have wanted to ravage you. You look so prim and proper and uptight, and the only thing that was running through my head was what you would look like between my thighs, moaning into my cunt while I tugged at your hair. Jesus, your lips look so sweet, and that little look you're giving me right now, all innocent and eager to please. Should I make you beg for it, sweetheart? Why don't you tell me exactly what you want? Fuck. You beg so prettily, too. Let's see what that pretty little mouth of yours can, you know, really do. Jesus Christ, you are such a tease. Kissing the insides of my thighs like that, really? God, those lips are fucking sinful. Come now, sweetheart. Don't be a brat and show me what you can do. Oh, fuck. I can feel your breath on my pussy. I bet you can see how wet I am. What drinking in the sight of you alone has done to me. Just thinking about all the things I would do to you. Just like that. Fuck yeah. You like that? You like that taste of my sweet little cunt? Fuck yeah. Fuck me with your tongue. Come on. Fuck, you wanna know what I'd do to you? Huh? I would tie you down to my four-poster bed. Fuck. And I would blindfold you and sit on your face until you beg me to fuck you. Fuck. I would lick and kiss and mark every inch of your body to constantly remind you that you're mine. Yes. I can take it to shove those gorgeous fingers of yours into my greedy little cunt. Fuck. I want it all. Finger me, suck on my clit, and fucking make me come all over your beautiful fucking face. Fuck. Right there. Of here until you make me come. And when you do, you're gonna leave smelling like my cunt, and everyone else is gonna know exactly what a hungry little whore you are for me. Certainly very impressive. Oh, don't worry about my panties. I have plenty of those in one of these drawers. So, when can you start?